Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Yeshua the Messiah for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Yahweh which is given me towards you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge and the mystery of the Messiah, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in the Messiah by the good news, of which I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of Yahweh given to me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of the Messiah, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in Yahweh, who created all things by Yeshua the Messiah, to the intent that now to the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known through the assembly the manifold wisdom of Yahweh, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in the Messiah Yeshua, our Master, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your honor. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his majesty, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that the Messiah may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of the Messiah which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be honor in the assembly by the Messiah Yeshua throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. End of chapter.